A survey of airline cabin crew has found more than half of respondents have experienced sexual harassment, with some staff reporting multiple instances. The Transport Workers Union organised the survey. 400 people took part, with nearly 80% saying they don't think companies are doing enough to protect their staff. But Australia's major airlines, Qantas and Virgin, dispute that, saying they have no tolerance for sexual harassment. Connie Agius filed this report.
Hannah Rowland loved her job as a Qantas flight attendant. She enjoyed the travel and usually the people she worked alongside. But that all changed on one supposedly routine flight from Sydney to Melbourne.
I was in charge of the economy cabin and I'd just finished collecting rubbish when my onboard manager came and approached me down the back, which I assumed was just something to do with the flight or wanted to debrief about the service. And he said to me, "For a little girl, you've got a tight ass," and just started slapping me on the backside.
Qantas says the employee immediately apologised, showed remorse, and the airline investigated the incident. But Hannah Rowland's experience doesn't appear to be an isolated one. The Transport Workers Union has surveyed 400 cabin crew about their experience of sexual harassment in the airline industry. Michael Kane is the union's national secretary.
The results are absolutely shocking. We've got 65% of respondents have said that they've experienced sexual harassment. We've got one in five reporting that that's occurred more than 10 times. And we've got three out of five saying they've experienced it from passengers.
He says some of these are serious sexual assault reports.
Workers being pinned down and assaulted. Passengers exposing themselves to crew, workers being touched on their groin and buttocks, highly sexualised comments, degrading comments, targeting crew because of their sexual orientation. This is distressing, it's shocking, and it's something that no worker should have to face in their daily life.
The survey respondents worked for all major airlines, including the Big Two, Qantas and Virgin. Qantas told AM the airline has a zero-tolerance stance on harassment. It has clear processes for reporting and investigating workplace harassment claims, and those have revealed behaviour that isn't acceptable, which has sometimes led to people being fired. Qantas says it's starting a new program that will ask crew what more they can do to deal with harassment. Virgin Australia says it's concerned by the results of this survey, and it also has a zero tolerance for inappropriate behaviour. It says staff are required to participate in regular mandatory training which covers sexual harassment. Michael Kane from the Transport Workers Union says airlines aren't doing enough.
Well, we think there's very little in place to prevent this type of behaviour. As far as we can ascertain, the training in relation to these matters is scant. Sometimes it's very hard to find at all. Some airlines don't seem to have policies directly related to sexual harassment at all. And clearly, where policies do exist, clearly on the basis of these responses, they're just words on paper.
AM has also contacted the Flight Attendants Association of Australia, which represents the majority of airline cabin crew. The program is yet to receive a response.
Connie Agius reporting.